HKX, mobile.
W2JKT.
I seen your APRS beacon come up.
That was your weekend, yeah, I got off a little early this morning.
I had a good weekend, too short. Had a lot going on this weekend.
They're always too short, but yeah, we had a good one. We didn't have the kids this weekend, so it was nice to sit around the house and relax for a change.
I agree, all weekends are too short. I think we got the work week and weekend reversed here.
Every day is left over from the farming days. There's no really no real reason we should be working every day anymore.
Quitting working at the work, we'd find something to get in trouble with. So it's probably a good thing, but don't mean I have to like it or enjoy it.
Got this week and next week, and then I'm off for the Thanksgiving week. So definitely looking forward to that.
Still trying to decide what I want to do on the Thanksgiving week. I have to make a decision here before too much longer, whether to take the whole week or work the first 3 days.
Friday before and then the week of, so we have 10 days straight, I think it is. Yeah, 10 days straight off, so that'll be nice.
If you got any plans?
We have the kids for a good part of that time, so probably try to figure out something else to do with them. Probably going to get the Nutcracker tickets again this year, but that probably won't be until the December break when we go for that. It's more of a Christmas thing, so yeah, I'm really not sure.
With something and have a good time doing it down around y'all. There's generally a lot going on that time of year.
We're planting some muscadine vines because we've been eating them lately and they're really good. And read about it, if you eat the seeds, they're like highly anti-inflammatory. And then so, you know, Courtney ate a whole bunch of them over the weekend and she said she could definitely feel the difference. So we're going to plant some muscadine seeds and or vines and see what we get out of them.
I've heard that before, too. Muscadines have a lot of uses.
We had muscadine wine, too, and it definitely had that taste about it, but it wasn't bad at all.
I've eaten the muscadine grapes and that kind of thing. They're growing wild. Used to when go hunting, you try to find those because that's where you can stalk the deer pretty good.
We get fruit out of our Chamberson vines this year, but it's probably going to be next year before we get it.
Is there a winery out there?
Chamberson vines, and that'll give us enough grapes to maybe make one bottle of wine. So if you want to say that, sure, but yeah, we might get a bottle out of it, we might not. We're just messing around to see if we can play with it.
But I was just joking. It takes a lot of property to do something like that.
Maybe 20, 30, 40 acres, something like that, if you really want to, you know, make some wine.
Pretty small batches.
Morganton we like to go to called Silver Fork, and I think they're probably 20 acres or so, but they make decent wine out of it, and, you know, they don't make a lot, but, you know, it's a small vineyard, and they don't have, you know, they're not overrun, so they can manage the demand. But, yeah, it's good stuff up there.
I've found with about anything, the smaller they are, the better the product is, just because they have more time to tend to it and take care of it. And, with anything, it's like the bigger companies just lose that, and it's all about profit dollars.
NC9B, good morning, fellas.
KO4HKX.
W2JKT. Yeah, it's more greed than capitalism, but yeah, like as soon as you start to scale, the first thing to go is quality, and the second thing to go is customer service. So it's a problem of too much growth.
I agree with you, Eric. Leon, what'd you get into this weekend?
Little deer hunting in the morning, day before. It was a nice one. Just did get a good shot. And Other than that, not a whole lot of anything. Son came up, had a good weekend together. Had a birthday party yesterday, went down to Greenville and took a granddaughter with me and other grand, my son's daughter. It's her birthday, she turned 8. So, had a great time.
You had a good weekend? I was going to ask you whose birthday was, but you said it was your granddaughter's.
Daughter. Yep, she had, what is the name of that place? Entertainment complex there by Haywood Mall. Spare Time, I think is what they call it. In there, and the game room, big old, lots of video games, and laser tag. Pretty neat. They had a great time. Kids had a great time bowling.
And I think it is Spare Time is what you're talking about. I've heard commercials for it before. I've never been. But always enjoyed bowling, but they done away with the bowling alley over in Brevard. Turned it into a Ace Hardware.
In Hendersonville a couple times. At that mountain home, I guess. How about you, Eric? Do you bowl?
And we had a bowling alley in town, and they had like a youth league and stuff, so I joined that for a year. But I can't think of a bowling alley anywhere near Shelby.
Growing up in Charleston, they had a bowling alley on Highway 7. We used to go up there and hang out on the weekends. It was all you could bowl, like $20, all you could bowl all night long. That's a long time ago.
A much bigger deal than it is today. I mean, I can remember when they had bowling on TV every weekend because it was, you know, a popular sport.
Lives in Columbia. His brother was in the, I don't know they call it National League. I don't know what the bowl, big bowl, the PBA, Pro Bowlers Association. And he'd win money. So he was making pretty good money at it. He was a really good bowler, though.
See
ya. KO4HKX.
WTJKT.
And morning, Andrew, NC9B.
Everybody had a good weekend. I'm finally glad to get back on the radio after like a wet week last weekend. I figured I might as well just throw that down on the car today and take my chance.
If you were in the car or not?
An hour or so, and then I finally threw it on top. Figured that could take most of the water off of it.
Wonder where everybody's at when they're not here.
Yeah, on a regular basis. And, I know it's got to be a kind of a pain to have to put it on and take it off.
First part is just, if it's raining, I definitely can't get on the radio. It's the cord going up past the seal on the side window, so that'll definitely cause some drippage in the car, but, for the most part, it's not horrible. I definitely think the antenna suffers because it's only got that little bit of contact with the strip that runs down the A-pillar and at the sunroof.
My mobile radio for the truck today. I just brought my handy talkie. You ever mount your radio up in that car? You ever fully finished bringing up your radio in that car?
Still laying over in the passenger seat.
Deck underneath the console, and I have the head unit mounted to a piece of wood that I can slide into this little compartment where the wireless phone charger is. And it does okay. It's not by any means a super permanent installation, but it works.
I've got my truck rigged up. He's got a little, I don't know if you call it a little shelf there. And got a little wood piece. And screwed that onto it and put a hole in it and put the little radio mount. It just wedges right in there and sits pretty as a picture. Just the head unit and the whole base of it. I just got side mounted on the center console there. Does it have like a cigarette lighter plug in there or how did you get your 12 volt?
Lighter plug.
That was in cars.
I never use this plug as a cigarette lighter because it's way deep underneath the, it's in that little cubby where the wireless phone charger is, like way back up in there. But I think they just call them 12-volt accessory outlets now instead of cigarette lighters because I don't even think you can get a cigarette lighter for a car now.
this one. I think I've got one in the front here by the phone charger, the wireless phone charger, and one in the back of the console with the back seat.
One in this car. I think my truck has two or three in addition to the, it's got a couple 120-volt outlets in it, too. So good versatile stuff, but yeah, I think maybe just one in the car here.
Ultimate setup there. Get the full-blown generator and alternator and batteries. And you write anything you want there.
Yeah, pretty much. Got cigarette lighters in the back of the, or power points as they call it, in the back of the truck for 12-volt accessories, and got three up here in the cab. Yep, got what you need.
And you never thought about that. There is, when we bought the car here, it doesn't have a cigarette lighter plug. I mean, the cigarette lighter part of it. It's got two plugs with plastic caps that close over the opening. So there's no lighter, you know, cigarette lighter in it.
Comfort anymore when we, BMWs, they just come with a little cap. I don't think there's an option for the smoker package anymore. If there is, I think the only thing they provide you with is a little cup holder ashtray.
Cars had ashtrays in them too. We had an Oldsmobile when I was growing up, and it, every single door had both a cigarette lighter and an ashtray in it.
Pretty real common, and I just looked and I forgot that this tool truck does have a cigarette lighter in it.
On your dynamite.
I would want to use it while I was driving, but because you got to stand on your head to get to it. But it's down next to the floor.
NC9B mobile.
For purpose, that way you don't use it while you're driving. Tail or knee.
Stuff while you're driving. My truck drives me crazy. You can't use GPS. You have to use the voice recognition software, which doesn't recognize that well. And it's like, well, why can't the passenger punch in the GPS, the address, the street address, while you're driving? No, you got to pull off the side of the road, put it in park before it lets you do anything.
Trouble with you there to start with, but I think everybody got the gist of what you were saying.
You know, just driving about my truck, the GPS stuff that you can't program addresses in or anything when you move it. I had that problem yesterday. I tried to get the location for the birthday party in. It was, yeah, pull off the side of the road and stop.
I use voice recognition as well. It's Android Auto, though, so it's pretty good at pulling addresses out of what you're saying.
It's easier to do it on my phone.
The folding display you got there?
Yeah, no, I rarely use that one. I only use the big display if I'm, like, you know, on eBay or look on Amazon or maybe read a big article or something. Well, other than that, I just use the screen on the outside.
And this weekend, where they come out with a new Z Fold, it's got two folds in it. Folds out like a 8 or 9 inch tablet.
Z Fold 6 is what, that's what you're talking about.
Again, it's got two folds on it.
Wallet. Well, the E-Fold 6, it's folded. It's a lot more narrow than a regular, I guess, brick phone. So I've got a couple cases at the house. I want to see if I can get it to fit. I just haven't got around to try them yet.
I'm worried about something damaging the screen right there at the fold.
You don't want to have it in a sandy environment. Apparently, they're not rated for dust intrusion, so you got to be careful at dusties. You know, you don't want to be having it available outside in the tractor. You'd ride the tractor, a lot of dust around or something. So, apparently, they made that perfectly clear.
All right, who doubled with them? I heard you, but it wasn't coming through.
I don't even remember what I was going to say now.
That time for me, I'm getting ready to get off of my exit. I'm going to snatch this antenna off the top of the car. And it looks like it's starting to rain on me a little bit here. So, y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's spot.
KO4HK.
W2JKT, have a good day.
Take care. Good day in there. What are Ken's at this morning?
His plant doesn't at work today, so he's sitting at home.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. He texted me. The whole folks supposed to be working today. They sent me the job, so kind of surprised me. It's Veterans Day. I'm surprised I'll be open. Couldn't show up at work on the wrong day. Drive all this distance. And see that be
bad.
The loafer. Free rider with you there, Patrick.
Just have to come over here and meet me.
Drive. I wouldn't expect you to have to come pick me up.
Eric's place is open today since it's a federal holiday.
I don't close for all the federal holidays, but I do think, I've not heard this officially, but I think they do give Veterans Day off if they want it without going into their PTO, but can't confirm, but usually on Veterans Day, the people who are veterans are not in the office.
At least they do that.
While I was working today, but we get the veterans off.
We have a pretty liberal PTO policy. I mean, HR doesn't even track our vacation. The only org in the company that tracks our vacation is finance, and that's just so they can put everything in the right bucket.
Department, it really matters, I guess. The one that's costing them money.
For an agency, actually a government agency, that's... those legs.
It's like a wake-up something or other.
I'm not drinking it.
Yeah, I decided if I'm going to ever have any more of that, I'm going to drink just a little of it.
The crash afterwards.
That. I got that, you know, most of the time being retired, you got to figure out what I'm going to do during the day, but when that thing kicked in, I was wide open.
To have the kick in it usually, and I'm going to be acid reflux after a while, and anyway, and see that'd be.
Doesn't it do kind of the same thing or not?
The creamer they put in it or what? But it tends to coat my stomach a little bit better.
My wife, she drinks coffee, a cup of coffee in the morning, and she says I got to have my coffee to get started, to wake me up. And I didn't know if it does kind of the same effect.
It will cause the pyloric valve to relax a little bit and allow some acid reflux if you're prone to it. I've been on a proton pump inhibitor for years because of reflux, so I just drink my coffee and be done with it.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just enjoy my coffee.
They wake you up
and I can't remember what they call stuff, but it was a prescription. You could only get it by prescription. Did a real good job. And I still have a few left that I take once in a blue moon. But I figured out since I quit working, having the weird hours, I'm much more regulated by my system, so I don't have it as often. I was able to come off of it.
Caffeine has never really been a pick-me-up for me. I've never seemed to feel the stimulant effect of it.
I never really felt the pickup of caffeine, so can't answer that one.
That's, I don't know either.
That time I felt it, when we got our new espresso machine last year, we had to try all the different drinks that it could make, so we each had like 10 coffees that night, and we were up until 3 or 4 in the morning, but that's the only time I can think of where I've actually gotten a pick-me-up from caffeine.
I've never stayed up or not been able to sleep because of caffeine or any kind of monster drinks or anything. I can sleep anytime.
And I don't drink coffee, so can't answer that one at all.
Yeah, if I just have one or two coffees, I'm fine. It's just I have to really load up on the caffeine to get anything out of it.
Less than anything.
It made it to my destination. I'm going to go get in the truck. Have a great day. Take care. Good talking to y'all this morning. Hope to get you on later on this afternoon.
Good to hear you this morning. And guys, I am arriving at my first stop too, so I'm going to say 73. Dude, Eric, have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
73 Leon, I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here too. I'm getting down into the 30s here where I'm going to lose a repeater. So, dude, have a great day. It was good talking to you guys this morning, and then we'll catch you tomorrow. W2JKT.
Eric, Patrick, y'all have a good day. Don't overdo it and make a little money. Catch y'all later in 4AZ.